past 8 years to recognize that we're building, that we're building a community for everyone to thrive and prosper, that as we navigate issues like the newly created city of St. George, that I have been in the mix. I have been doing the work. I have been offering stability as we grow through crisis. And so I look forward to having that support reaffirmed for the next 4 years. And let's all work together to continue to make Baton Rouge the greatest mid-sized city in America.
Well, I want to appreciate you for coming on this morning, talking to the old Perry White here on the Jaguar Journal. I appreciate you for coming on and being able to share that information and that knowledge, and for people to hear your voice and get a chance to hear from the mayor president herself. And don't be a stranger to the Jaguar Journal. Listen, this is a quality show, and I would love to have you back anytime that you want, and love to have you be a supporter of this show. Just because of what this show has stood on for 20-plus years and what it means to the community. And it's good to have you here so the community can hear you and can understand what it is that you have done and the things that you're trying to continue to do for this city. So thank you for coming on this morning. If you're listening, that is the voice of Mayor President Sharon Weston Broom here in Baton Rouge. So thank you.
Thank you, and sign me up.
I got you. All right, let's get ready to take a break. We'll come back. We got to take a long break, so y'all bear with us. We come back, we'll get ready to close out the top of the hour. So y'all stay tuned more to Jaguar Journal.
It's On The Yard Sports, and I'm Perry White, and what I need for you to do is go follow and subscribe to our YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, as well as Twitter right now.
Talk about offense, we talk about Southern, and it begins with their passing game.
Tom, beyond potent, we're talking about high octane, we're talking about fast break, we're talking about 41 points a game, some 500 plus yards since Terrence Levy has taken over this offense.
Because that young man doesn't drop anybody.
With the legacy that you started here, you gotta feel happy to see it continue on with Doug Williams.
Ball now back at the 22-yard line. Levy, no pressure at all. Touchdown, Abrams. The Bayou Classic. Levy on a first and goal play. Throws a touchdown. Grambling comes with a blitz. Levy steps in the pocket. And his pass is caught. One-handed grab.
Sula in the middle of the road of the slack, but immediately they jump on the Jackson State defense. Here's Levy rolling out. And the pass is caught. Ball is at the 31-yard line. Again, throwing the football downfield. Oh, and his receiver, Hayes, makes the catch. See you later. Touchdown, Southern.
If you're going to get, I got some free tickets. Look out for it, brother.
Going downfield. Oh, and what a play by Southern.
Gord, he's played a lot tougher ever since. And it's a free play for Southern.
Second and 15.
It's a free play.
Levy completes his
pass. It's a free play.
Oh, and he's still up.
It's a free play.
Hayes. Hayes is going to continue running inside the 10, the 5. Unbelievable, Michael Hayes.
Third down.
23 for a first. Levy over the middle. Nice pass that time. Second and 20. Levy doesn't have to get it all, but he's going to have to pick up some yards. Here he is throwing, nice catch made.
The receiver, Michael Hayes. There he goes.
Hayes makes the catch. Hayes still on his feet. Hayes looking for blocking. Hayes trying to find a hole. Hayes is still on his feet. He alley-oops. He's inside the 15 and drawn out a foul.
Touchdown.
The backfield. Time for Levy across the middle, has his man at the 15. You know, I don't know if you want to break the spirit of Terrence Levy or not. Here he wings one wide open down the middle, and a one-handed grab made.
The way, third down in 4, and here's Lewis off the catch. Lewis is still on his feet, and Lewis is streaking down the sideline. Touchdown. So they move back 5 yards. Levy on third down. Look at that.
Guys stepping up like they're going to blitz, he really is going to start thinking.
Levy pump and go. Levy finds his receiver, Devin Lewis.
Good experience on receiver, experience for Hines.
How great is it to have a quarterback coach? Tipped ball is caught by Hayes. Michael Hayes has the speed. Hayes to the 10.
four passes today.
Third and four. Here is Guyen with the reception and the first down. Shakes one tackler. Still going inside the 30. Guyen to the 10 and dragged out of bounds. Down at the 15 for Southern. Terrence Levy waves it down the sideline for Hayes. Racehorse offense. Ian showing his first turn. As Levy just hung it up with the blitz coming, and Ingram on top.
What's going on, everybody? I am Perry White. I'm the host of the Jaguar Journal. I want to make sure that you guys tune in live each and every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 107.3 FM. We also have our affiliates in Alexandria, Louisiana, as well as down in New Orleans. And if you're not able to catch us on radio live, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel as well as follow us on Facebook. It's the Jaguar Journal. All right, it is the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to everybody. Good to have you guys with us. I am Perry White, my man Mike holding it down back there. Mike, Mary was like, hey, who are you? He said, I'm Big Mike. So holding it down back there, Mike, appreciate you for everything. I hope you guys enjoyed that, having the mayor come in this morning and talk to us about the city of Baton Rouge. And for me, you guys know, I talk sports, I talk politics, I talk whatever. I'm pretty much of a guy of the world. I'm a man, well, I can't say that because my mind, that's a different, a man about town. I can't say that. I'm a jack of all trades. Thank you, Mike. Yeah, man about town, that's a little bit different right there. But nonetheless, man, it's good to be able to have that conversation. I graduated in political science, so being able to talk politics and talk to political leaders, and first and foremost, we always have to be informed. We are in a crucial election season when you start to talk about just communities, the nation, so much. And now, pick and choose who you want. I'm not on here to tell you who to go for, what to do, and how to do it. I'm just on here to inform you, to give you an opportunity to hear things for yourself, to be able to formulate your own opinion, and then to be able to constructively think, criticize, however that you want to do, critically thinking. Just to have an understanding, because so many people will give you the excuse of, I didn't know. Nobody said anything. How was I supposed to get the information? Well, I know I try to make sure that I do my best to bring the information to you guys. And Mike, would you consider this journalism? Is this journalism? Yeah, we're going to say this is real journalism right here in terms of bringing information to you guys and being able to have you guys understand what's going on around us and having intellectual conversation, but bringing a little flair of fun with it as well. For me, that's what's most important. Being in tune with what's going on with the world around you and who are the people that's running the world around you. Because some people sit back and you don't vote. Some people sit back and you don't care who's doing things and how they're doing it and what they're doing. Be a part of your community. Be a part of your community. Care about the world that's around you. Have some pride. Pride about yourself and your community. And the more you do that, the better we can be as a community. And I always see so much division in the community, especially, listen, go on some of these news sites, and this is the real, go on some of these news sites and let it be a topic of somebody having this position. Black and white is always an issue in this community when you look at people trolling in those comment sections. And I'm always like, why does it have to be that? Why we just can't either be supportive or we just shut the hell up? But the rhetoric that I see in the community so much, especially for here in this community of Baton Rouge, is divided within the color line. It truly is divided within the color line. And people always want to say, well, it's 2024. We're different. Things are not the same like it used to be. Listen, there's a color line. Mike, I think we got to call it real quick. There's a color line, and I always see it when it comes to that. We got to be a community. We got to go beyond those things. We have to be able to come together, because guess what? United we stand, divided we fall. And if we do not stand together, then what do we have as a community? We got a caller. Brian. Good morning, Brian. How you doing, man? Welcome to the Jaguar Journal.
Good I'm good. Pete Dub, what's up, man?
I'm doing good, man. What you got for me?
Oh, man, I kind of caught the intel of Mayor Boom on, and I caught the end of it when you guys were talking about the blight in the communities and whatnot. But I was wondering, did you happen to touch on, I've heard you guys talk about it before, as far as the area around Southern University, leading up to the university and all that area, how it kind of looks, you know, not as good as it should be. Did she happen to touch on that?
Yes, she did, man. And look, I'm going to tell you, look, go back. This is why I tell people it's so crucial just for you to go subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Jaguar Journal, and go to our Facebook page, The Jaguar Journal, man. Anything that you missed from that interview, because I know you're listening live on radio, you can go back and check out that entire message that she had in its entirety, man. So, you know, you can go back and listen to y'all. But she did touch on that. She talked about Cindy. She talked about Southern in that area. So if you missed that, man, and for anybody that's out there that may have caught the tail end or had missed that, go check out the Jaguar Journal YouTube channel. It's free. All you got to do is hit the subscribe button. You can go back and listen to today's show as well as follow us on the Jaguar Journal Facebook, man.
Okay, good. I was just wondering if she touched on that, man.
You better believe I'm going to talk about that. Come on, man.
Yes, sir.
You can't have the big dog in the house, and I don't bring up my beloved Southern University.
Hey, I understand, man. I know, man. We need to see if we can get Mayor Boom on. And maybe she can talk about getting us officials some type of stipend or pay raise, too. Did you happen to mention that?
You know what? I didn't. I might have to get the superintendent on for that one.
Yes, sir. All right, Pete,
though,
we'll see you Monday, man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
All right.
All right, y'all. Brian, I'm calling you Brian. Mike, we got to take a break. We up against it. All right, y'all. Let's get ready to take a break, man. I hope you guys enjoy. We're going to come back. We're going to the top of the hour, all the way to the top. Well, you know what, Mike? Let me push you for a couple more minutes. I don't want to put them on hold for that long. And that's a long time to put the people on hold, so. Yeah, I hold on. We got another caller. Let's get that caller, too. That's what I like. Let's get y'all active this morning on the Jaguar Journal. And I'm glad I hope you guys did enjoy having the mayor here in the studio this morning, be able to talk to us about some of the things. Who we got on the line? All right, CJ. Good morning, CJ.
Good morning, Perry. How you doing? A great job, man. How you doing this morning?
I appreciate you, man. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
All right. I really wanted to speak to Mayor Boone, but I couldn't get on. But I'm glad you covered a lot of stuff. I really wanted to know what she was going to do with the riverfront because that's been talked about a lot. And I think with your next guest, is they going to be on too? Is Ted coming on this morning?
Yeah.
Ask him about his vision about the riverfront because I think that's a wasted situation that we're not taking full advantage of like other cities have. And I thank you. I appreciate you for reaching out to these type of people because these are the people that really need to be reaching out to us. And to get their word out and get their vision out and get what they're doing out. So thanks and keep the job going. And I'll talk to you later.
I appreciate you, CJ. CJ said he want that riverfront, something done with that riverfront. The mayor did speak about the riverfront. She talked about it all the way from Southern University, all the way through downtown and all the way down by Nicholson. So good to have an understanding. And listen, you know, I could sit here with her for hours and ask all the questions in the world. But, you know, when you're up against time, you can only do so much within a short period of time. And I got to hit at certain direct questions. And then at the same time, I have to leave room for that person to speak on how they feel about something without having to try to cut them off or cut it short. But, hey, guess what? Besides all that, I know y'all ready for football season, right? Southern University football reported last night. Well, Thursday, first practice was last night of the fall camp. I was there. I was checking things out. Jim Kleinpeter is going to be on at 8:30, right? We're going to talk about Southern University football. Listen, the countdown has begun. We are in August. But you know what? We're going to be over in Lake Charles. A great matchup, FCS matchup. I love intrastate matchups of FCS teams because Louisiana has plenty. Northwestern State, Magnese State, Southeastern, Nichols, Southern, Grambling. Of course, we get the Bayou Classic. We get a taste of that Louisiana culture every year down in New Orleans during Thanksgiving weekend. But I love when we get a chance to have matchups against other FCS programs within the state, right? Southern in the past traditionally has taken on Northwestern State. This year, Southern will be taking on McNeese in the first game.